Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on this Thursday night before Christmas, speaking to you from Rushi High School, where this evening we've got a big battle in girls basketball in the Shelby County League. Unbeaten Bodkins, 8-0 versus Rushi, 6-1. These two clubs have won 14 of 15 games between them. It's the headliner in the region this week. Neither one of these clubs played last Saturday because of the weather. Bodkins was scheduled to play undefeated Jackson Center. It didn't happen. It was moved to the middle of next month. Bodkins hasn't played in 10 days. Rushi hasn't played in 9 days. These two clubs are very talented. Each team is big, Chuck, sizable height on the inside. Not a lot of numbers out there. Rushi down to 7 with the loss of Christina Garkey, and Bodkins dresses 10. But, wow, a lot of skill, talent on these two ladies' teams.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of size. I think where the advantage might lie is with the outside shooting of Rushi, but they've got to be able to get the shots off against what Bodkins will probably play a zone. I'm assuming they're going to be in a 2-3. And the other equalizer on the other end, though, is Sarah Bergman. That young lady at 6 feet, just a junior, is a heck of a basketball player.
Larissa Poling at 6'1 for Rushi. Cameo Wilson at 6 feet tall. Meanwhile, for Bodkins, as you noted, Sarah Bergman stands at 6'2. Casey Woodall at 6'2. I don't think there could be a Division IV high school basketball game on the girls' side in the state of Ohio with this much height in the starting lineup.
Yeah, probably not. We've seen Bodkins once. We've seen Rushi once. Rushi lost to Jackson Center. They got way behind and had a heck of a second half and made it a game. Mm-hmm. We saw Bodkins do just the opposite. We saw them get a lead on Houston and then have to hold on. One of the places where I thought Bodkins was weak was running the against the pressure defense, and that's what Rushi's going to show them tonight. So, yeah, I know they're undefeated. I'm not sold yet, but I know that they have the ability to be a really good basketball team.
So can Rushi turn Botkins over before the Trojans get the ball down the floor into the bigs?
Well, that's the key. I mean, they're going to pressure him. One of the problems for Rushi right now is you only got seven girls dressed. You can't afford foul trouble, and you can't afford fatigue. So as a coach now, you got to start making some decisions of when you put things on and when you take things off.
Chuck, you alluded to the Houston-Botkins game that we covered here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Paige Lane was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in that contest.
She had 24.
Oh, she was phenomenal. And if she doesn't get all 24, Botkins doesn't win that game versus Houston. It was a special performance by Paige Lane.
Yeah, she was terrific that afternoon, and she was the difference. They did a fairly decent job on Bergman, and in the second half, they came down, and Houston started making some outside shots and made a game of it.
And all of Botkins' games have not been breathers. They did win the first three very easily. But in 1, 2, 3, 4 of the last five triumphs, the differences have been by a grand total of only 19 points. Included in there, a 37-35 win over Fort Laramie. And as you noted, Chuck, the victory over Houston wound up being just 5. Botkins, in its last contest, beat Richmond 54-45, also owns a 53-45 win against Mechanicsburg. Meanwhile, the Rushi Lady Raiders have won 6 of 7, only set back, as you mentioned, Chuck, to Jackson Center, a 5-pointer here, 47-42. Recently, 10 days ago, a 44-40 win by Rushi over New Knoxville. This Rushi-Botkins series, as you might imagine, Chuck, in girls basketball, very one-sided, dominated by Rushi, which has won about 7 or 8 straight. Botkins' last victory over Rushi back in the 2011-12 season. Botkins beat Rushi 52-45 in overtime. According to my research, this is Botkins' best start in girls high school basketball since the 99-2000 year when Botkins went 16-5.
Well, and you can tell they're excited. I mean, we're watching them play. You watch them warm up. They're serious. You know, sometimes you watch warm-ups and the kids are out there kind of screwing around a little bit. These young ladies are focused.
Yep.
And that's a tribute to the coach.
Andy Timmerman, first-year head coach at Rushi. Mike Maurer has done a very solid job at Botkins. You know what? He was resilient the last couple seasons. He knew just around the corner with some polish. He had a very good club in 2016-17. They worked hard, got together over the summer, played in a lot of games, and it shows.
Yeah, I mean, they do play well as a team. You know, you talk about we've talked about Bergman, we've talked about Lane. They got Jenna Pitts on the outside. She's a senior. She handles the ball. If you let her set her feet, she's going to drill you. She can shoot it. And the other one I really was impressed with against Houston was Aaliyah Jones. Very, very active, yet only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Bergman at 16 points a game, 12 rebounds. Paige Lane right behind at 13 points a game, nearly 6 rebounds. Bergman has scoring outputs of 24 and 23 in 2 games earlier this year. And Paige dropped a 24-point bomb on Houston in that victory by Botkins over Houston at the Wildcats gym. Rushi has a pretty young team when you examine the Raiders, Chuck. Maria Heron is a senior. Tiffany Hatcher is a senior. But Larissa Poling, who's coming along very fast in the post, is just a sophomore, averaging now nearly 9 points a game. She's had contests of 17 and 18 this year.
Well, she had a good game against Jackson Center, and I mean, as a sophomore with not a lot of varsity experience, and Jackson Center's a really good basketball team, she held her own in there. She had a nice game.
What a fire plug out front for Rushi and Maria Heron. 13 points a game on the year. Against Marion Local and Newton recently, 21 points apiece. Chuck, if she gets out behind the arc, if she nails 4 or 5, Botkins could be in trouble tonight.
Well, she and Tiffany Hatcher are both very streaky shooters, but boy, when they get on a roll, they are tough to beat, and you better have a hand in their face because they're not going to miss it.
Tiffany at 7, 8, 9 points a game pretty consistently. She's just above 8 per outing on the season. Should be a very fine contest. Crowd filing in here at Rushi. Botkins, Rushi in the Shelby County League. What a heck of a matchup. Rushi 1-1 in league play. Botkins 3-0. Obviously, if Rushi wants to have a crack at Botkins in the latter part of the season, if the Raiders want to get a share of the title or take it outright, holding home court might be important to the home team here this evening.
Well, no doubt about it. They've already lost one home game in the league.
Yes.
And they don't want to drop the second one because I don't see Jackson Center losing a lot of games in the league.
Right. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight for this webcast of Botkins at Rushi Girls High School Basketball in the Shelby County League. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Additionally, thanks to these underwriting sponsors, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. Gratitude to these Rushi sponsors. Big time shout outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. They both came on board with scoresbroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, On Time, High Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Don't forget, we've got boys action for you tomorrow night from Jackson Center. The Fairlawn Jets at the Jackson Center Tigers. It should be a very good game. 2 teams which will chase Fort Loramie all year long in the Shelby County League. And you never know if Fort Loramie misses a step along the way. Jackson Center, Fairlawn, Rushi right behind.
Yeah, it's a well-balanced boys' league this year. That
sure is. And we'll have 2 contests for you next week between Christmas and New Year's. Games next Thursday and Friday night. Starting lineups, opening tip are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Rushi, seconds away from the start of tonight's Shelby County League girls game between Bodkins and Rushi. Bodkins, Chuck, with size on the inside like Rushi. Trojans, though, have more experience on the interior. Where Rushi's got the edge is veteran play on the outside.
Right, yeah, the perimeter play for Rushi should be better, and the interior play for Bodkins should be better. We'll see what happens tonight. I'm thinking Bodkins is going to zone, and if they do zone, they're going to have to close out on Heron and Hatcher, that's for sure.
Starting five for the Bodkins Trojans has just been introduced. Jenna Pitt to the guard, 5'4", and a senior. Sarah Bergman in the middle, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Paige Lane at a wing, 5'8", and a junior. Casey Woodall up front at a power forward slot, 6'1", a senior. And Grace Holman starts, 5'7", and a sophomore. Grace will be recognized at the half as one of our LaCalle Equipment Spotlight performers. For the Rushi Raiders, the opening five is as follows. Cameo Wilson in the middle for Rushi, 6'1", and a junior. Jenna Cordonier on the outside with Maria Heron. Jenna, 5'8", a sophomore. Maria, 5'4", and a senior. Tiffany Hatcher at a wing. Tiffany, a senior guard, 5 feet, 7 inches tall. Whitney Plyman starts at a guard spot. She is a junior, and Whitney is 5 feet, 3 inches tall. All set to jump center to start the game. Two players at center court are Casey Woodall of Bodkins, Cameo Wilson of Rushi, and the tap goes to Bodkins, moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Bodkins in the away black gold numbers outlined in white. Rushi in the white home uniforms, black numerals trimmed in gold, and Bodkins gets the tap right away. Rushi gets a hand in on a dribble, forces a tie-up, and the arrow gives it to the Raiders. And you're right, Chuck, spot on. Zone defense, Bodkins. 25 feet away on the left, it's Cordonier. Roams to Heron. To Hatcher, cross court to Maria. Maria looks in the lane for Hatcher. She's got bigs around her, gives it to Heron on the arc. She probes the middle, feeds a driver. Jenna Cordonier shot blocked out of bounds by Bodkins, and we'll see a lot of that tonight.
Nice job of getting into the zone, though, that time. They got it right down where they wanted to.
Knocked away by Bergman, inbounded by Rushi onto the arc. Dribbling, Maria Heron. Gives it up to teammate Tiffany Hatcher. Here's a left side jumper, straddling the three-point line is the shooter, Jenna Cordonier. Bullseye, she's got it. Line drive shot right through. Rushi 2, Bodkins nothing. And the Raiders will need to do quite a bit of that this evening. Here's full court pressure by Rushi. Broken up in backcourt, steal on the play for the Raiders. Cordonier comes up with it. And then a foul, Bodkins. Or does it go out of bounds? Foul for Bodkins.
That's a foul.
Oh, Rushi got a piece of it, took it away. And Bodkins, in its anxiety to get the ball back, committed a personal
on Bergman.
A quick personal foul on Bergman. Here is a good pass on the play by Heron. Down low to Wilson. Wilson powers to the rim, swatted free by Bodkins. Second block for the Trojans. Quickly down the floor, Woodall hits Page Lane in the corner. Page throws it out back to Pitts. Foul line, Woodall. Oh, down inside to Bergman's. A Bergman, high-low action. Woodall to Bergman, who finishes on the interior, and we're tied up at two. Sprinting down the floor, Rushi. Heron gives it up in the right corner to Hatcher. Hatcher with a spin move. Violation, might have had a heel at side court.
He stepped on the line.
Game tied at two, a minute and a half gone. Bergman walks it up the floor for Bodkins, picked up by Cordonier. Out of Woodall, 30 feet away, ball high overhead, hasn't dribbled yet. Now puts it on the deck, comes near side to Page Lane, skips it cross court to Bergman. Now to Pitts, who fakes right, goes left, back to Bergman in the corner. Now to Lane, 30 feet out. Rushi man-to-man at the moment. Is this right, Chuck? Jenna Cordonier is trailing Bergman all over the court?
Well, they've had a couple of switches out there, but I like the defense anyway. One of the Achilles' heels of Botkins, I think, is their ball handling.
A whistle blows, violation, Botkins. Miscue, turnover, third of the game so far. Rushi's got the ball, 2 minutes gone, game tied at two. Here's a deep three, left side by Hatcher of the Raiders, short, no good. Nice rebound, thrown back on the arc to Heron. She lets it fly, missed it short, and we've got Rushi crowding on the inside for the rebound. The Raiders guilty of over the back.
Both of them had good looks that time. Both of them shot it off the rim.
Botkins brings it into the forecourt. Bergman on the bounce. Now to Woodall. Good 35 feet from the hoop. 5.5 to go first quarter. Two apiece. Lane catches, driving through the top of the key. Nearly walked. Fumble the ball away to Rushi. Long lead out to Heron. Look at her go the other way. Streaking to the rim. Left hand layup of beauty. 4-2, Rushi. 5:20 left here in the first. Bergman in backcourt. Cordonier all over her. Bergman picks up her dribble out high. Hands off to Woodall. Botkins having difficulty getting into its offense. Rushi slowing them down near midcourt. And here's the ball popped free by Heron. Heron shakes it away, gets it, throws it up the floor to a teammate. Here's a jump shot inside the arc, left leg. It is good by Whitney Plyman. And Rushi is off to a bust out of a start. 6-2 lead Raiders. 4:57 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Interestingly enough, the Botkins Trojans bringing the ball down the floor a lot in this game with Sarah Bergman. Three floor miscues for the Trojans. Rushi's cashed in. Three field goals to one. Just over 3 minutes gone, opening period.
Well, Sarah's the one that handled the press, brought it up against Houston, too. That's a lot to ask of somebody to be your leading rebounder, your leading scorer, and the person that brings the ball up for you.
And I think only on one trip down the floor, Chuck, has Botkins really gotten into its half-court offense below the arc. Bergman's got it in the right corner. Heaves it across the floor to Lane. She tracks down the wild throw, gets it, flips it near side to Bergman. She goes up to shoot, and Wilson flicks it away from her. Rushi's got the ball. Long lead out down the floor for Hatcher. It goes over the inline back to Botkins.
You don't mind that as a coach. You want to beat their defense back. So that's what they were trying to do, run the floor.
Ball inbounded by Pitts to Bergman. Wilson on Bergman now. Bergman on the bounce. To the arc, to Paige Lane, right wing. On top to Woodall. Fires a pass to the post. Back to Lane for a three-point try. Bombs away. Bullseye by Paige Lane for Botkins. 6-5. Rushi up one. Hatcher quickly in the right corner. Dumps it down inside to Poling. She leans in, powers to the rim, and attracts contact. She'll shoot two. Nicely done by Larissa Poling for Rushi. 6-5. Rushi up a point. Poling, just a sophomore, dips the knees and is on target on the free throw. 7-5, Rushi up two. 4:11 to go first quarter. Second free throw here by Poling. In the air, off to the right, hit the rim, backboard no good. Rebound is corralled momentarily down inside by the Botkins Trojan, Sarah Bergman, but she can't hang on. Goes right back to Rushi. Hatcher inbounding, 15 feet left of the rim. Throws on top to Heron. Heron's got a good look. Swish on a long triple by Maria Heron.
That's a mistake. They lost her on the inbounds play. You can't do that.
Nope. Botkins couldn't find her. Maria Heron made the Trojans pay. Here's Wilson guarding Bergman closely at the timeline and claws the ball away. Now it's on the deck. Scrum for it. We've got a jump. And the arrow says Botkins will keep it. 10-5 Raiders. 3:50 left in the first. Rushi jumping on the Trojans in a hurry, Chuck.
Well, what we talked about pregame is what's happening. They're yep. having trouble handling the basketball.
Good outside shooting so far from Rushi. Here's Paige Lane through the top of the key foul line. Unguarded. Streaks toward the basket. Shovels it toward the rim and no chance to make it. But Paige cleverly drew the two-shot foul. 3:41 to go in the first. 10-5. Rushi. Paige Lane with two free throws coming. She scored 24 against Houston in the game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Foul shot hits the heel. No good. Second free throw, Paige. In the air, yes. 10-6, Rushi up four. No pressure by Botkins. Raiders bring it up over the timeline. It is Whitney Plyman, right wing to Heron. Nobody picks her up. And again, she cashes in, making the Trojans lax defense pay. Maria Heron, unguarded, collects a three-pointer, her second of this game. 13-6, Rushi. Botkins has the ball deep in the right corner. Aliyah Jones is checked in now. Very capable, 5'3" sophomore. On top to Lane, near side to Aliyah. She tries to light it up from three-point territory. Off the ring, no good. Rebound yanked down in the play by Poling of Rushi. Out ahead to Heron. Heron gives it up back to Plyman. Left wing Hatcher. Fakes a defender. Ducks under. Missed the 15-foot J. Rebound Botkins. 2:54 to go in the first. Trojans down 7. Bergman up to Lane. Lane spots up on the arc, triggers a bomb. It caroms off the rim, goes out of bounds in the left corner. No rebound attempt there. As the ball ricocheted off the iron into the first row, Rushi will bring it down. Quick shot there by the Trojans, which didn't attempt to push the ball inside. Outside the arc on the left, it's Wilson, nearly walked. Long cross-court pass to Heron. Heron being pursued now by Tara Grevy, who's in now. She didn't play against Houston. She missed a few games. Here's a skip pass. It goes on the play from Poling back to Heron. Way short on the tray try. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's Bergman. Hastily up the floor. Ball goes baseline right to Jones. Good entry down inside the lane. Blocked away, though, by Rushi and stolen. Here come the Raiders. 2 minutes left in the first. Rushi up 13-6. Between the rings, Heron. High left to Wilson. Left wing Hatcher skipping it cross court to Heron. Oh, good throw down low to Poling. Missed it on the block. Rebound is batted out of bounds off Rushi. Well, I like the quick ball reversal by Rushi, and then, boom, they enter it into the middle immediately.
Yeah, then that's the second time when Poling gets it. Sometimes she doesn't get herself totally square before she shoots it.
Mm-hmm.
Only a sophomore.
Oh, boy. Does she have a bright future ahead here at Rushi?
I would take her.
Here's Botkins quickly down the floor. He goes to Bergman at the foul line. One-on-one against Poling. Wilson comes over to help. Ball deflected on the shot. It goes out of bounds. Fine cover-up defense by Rushi against Bergman. Inbounding, Grevy underneath the basket for Botkins. Flings it to Aliyah Jones on the arc. Baseline right to Lane. Two on her right away. Back to Jones, who's free. She chucks up the three. Short, grazed iron, went out of bounds to Rushi.
She had a good look at it. Just got to get her feet set a little bit more. She was still kind of moving that time.
1:35 left in the first. 13-6, Rushi by 7 over Botkins. Here's Heron, midcourt, outside the arc on the left to Wilson. Left wing, Cordonier. Ball sprayed around the arc. Right wing, Plyman. Ball bounced to the post. And the two teams are wrestling for the ball. Foul called against Botkins. Trojans tore the ball away. No rule to jump. Arrow favors Rushi, which throws in. Heron on the arc. Retreats. Puts it on the floor. Gives it up to Plyman. Deep left corner, Cordonier. Goes baseline. A cluster of players. He tried to enter to Wilson. And what's been called?
Called a kick.
Botkins got a toe on the ball. A boot by Botkins. Rushi again inbounds. Left of the rim. 1:09 to go in the first. Rushi up 7, 13-6. Ball lobbed from out of bounds below the basket to Heron on the arc. Near side, Plyman. Cross court, Heron. Shot fake from the three-point line. Doesn't let it go. Now to Wilson. Left-hand dribble into the lane. Leaves it for a teammate in the left corner. Cordonier short on the 16-footer. Rebound down to Botkins. Here comes Jenna Pitts. Quickly up the floor to Jones. Jones tries to force her way to the rim from the left flank. It is blocked away by Rushi. Here comes Heron gliding down the floor in the left corner. Out back to Wilson to Poling at the foul line. to Heron. Good entry to Wilson down low to the left. Little off balance, no foul call. It might have been Bergman's second. Ball went out of bounds. Touched by Rushi last.
A lot of contact. Might have been initiated by the offense. Maybe a good no call.
Mm-hmm. 29.4 left. Not much offense in the last minute and a half plus. 13-6 still. Rushi in the lead. Bodkins, Chuck, having difficulty getting the ball into the forecourt smoothly and running its attack like it wants to. Paige Lane walks it up now. Bergman is in the offensive half court this trip down the floor. Here's a wild throw in backcourt by Bodkins. It sails across the center line right into the hands of a Raider. Tiffany Hatcher, head of the key, 9 seconds left. Hatcher enters the paint, running one hand or rolling around, coming off. Strong rebound by Bergman to Bodkins. 5 seconds to go. Pitts a long throw down to Lane. Lane steps inside the arc. 17-footer. She beat the buzzer. Paige Lane, high-arching floater just before the horn went off. Big basket by Bodkins. Paige Lane, boy, she comes up with big hoops left and right all year long. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi girls, 13, Bodkins, 8 after 1. Bodkins, 8-0 on the year, Rushi, 6-1. Bodkins, 3-0 in the Shelby County League, Rushi, a win, a loss. Ball inbound to Bodkins to start play here in the second quarter. And Rushi fights it away. It's loose on the deck. And another jump ensues.
We go to the foul on Grace Homan.
Oh, Homan picked up the personal. It wasn't ruled a tie-up. Rushi possession beginning the second period. High left, it's Wilson.
9 turnovers now by the Trojans.
Wow, far too many. 4 or 5 more than Bodkin should have after a quarter. Here's a nice cross-the-court throw by Rushi. Ball caught by Jenna Cordonier, 15 feet away. Missed on the drive, though. Rebounded by Bodkins. And here's a quick attack down the floor as Bodkins forces the issue. Bergman on the run out, a leaning left-hander coming in from the left wing short, but she is walloped on the forearm, and Sarah gets two. 13-8 Rushi, 30 seconds into quarter number two. Free throw Bergman rattling in. Jones in, Holman out for Bodkins. Bodkins has Lane on the floor along with Casey Woodall. Pitts, Jones, Bergman. Second free throw, Sarah. Couple of bounces in the air. Got it again. 13-10, Bodkins down 3. 4 straight points by Bodkins. Here comes Rushi up and over the timeline. Maria Heron outside the arc on the left to Wilson. To Heron, skips it across the floor to Poling. Comes right back to Heron, high left, guarded by Pitts. Maria on the bounce. Boy, you can tell that Bodkin's players got the message. Checking out Heron a little more closely now here in the second quarter. Maria drives, foul line. Goes into the lane, gets down inside the teeth of Bodkins' defense, and tries to feed Poling baseline left. And Bodkins hacks down on the reach, and it's a foul. Rushi will play it in left of the rim. Ball lobbed in 25 feet away to Heron. Jones on her. High screen from Wilson. Heron uses it, lets it fly. Front rim, back rim, front rim again, no good. Rebound by Cameo Wilson down inside. Punched away by Bodkins. Here come the Trojans. Bergman outside the arc on the left. Stops her dribble. Near side to Pitts. Fakes right, goes left into the paint. Wilson gets a mitt on the ball. She digs it loose. Bodkins gets it back. Lane lets it fly. Three-point land. Bingo! She's got another one. 13-13 tie. Seven straight by Bodkins. Paige Lane will light it up, give her an inch, just like Maria Heron of Rushi. And they'll go down from three-point land.
She's got nine, and Heron's got eight so far in the game.
And on the inbounds play by Rushi, the ball is dealt 10 feet from the basket to Poling, and she's clobbered from the backside as she tries to turn and square up toward the rim, awarded two free throws. The first is good. 14-13, Rushi up a point. That's the Raiders' first point of the second quarter.
That second foul on Sarah Bergman also.
That one by Poling dances all around. It's every centimeter of the rim and goes in. Two fouls on Sarah. She's still on the floor at the moment. Ball flung across the timeline by Lane to Bergman at the foul stripe. Back to Lane. Poor Paige has been a savior so far for Bodkins, as she was against Houston. Paige tries another one. Three-point land. Soft touch. Front rim, backboard. It trickles in. Wow. Favorable bounce for Paige. Rushi wants a timeout. Bodkins has edged in front thanks to Paige Lane. 16-15 Trojans, 5:58 to go in quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Very nice run here by the Bodkins Trojans, who have outscored Rushi over about 4 minutes, 10-2. Under six to play in the second period. Bodkins has crept on top, 16-15. Aliyah Jones, who plays for the Bodkins Trojans, doesn't start but comes off the bench. Would like to give a big-time shout-out to her great-aunt Jackie and Uncle Greg, Jackie and Greg Stewart, who are tuned in via the web online on scoresbroadcast.com down in Marion, North Carolina. And Aliyah Jones says, Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to Aunt Jackie, Uncle Greg, down in Marion, North Carolina. Rushi, after the timeout, tries a baseline jumper from Poling. Misses everything long. Bodkins can't control. He goes out of bounds to Rushi. Wonder what the temperature is like down in Marion, North Carolina right now, Chuck.
Warmer than this.
Intercepted pass by Bodkins. Here's a quick run out the other way. Bergman spots Lane all the way to the rack for two more. Boy, it's the Paige Lane night here at Rushi. Paige on fire for the Trojans, who lead it 18-15. We should cover Bodkins more often. Paige Lane
should be All-State.
Yeah, she'd be averaging 25 points a game. Here's a misfire by Hatcher from three-point land. Long rebound though to Heron. Heron drives the lane, running one-hander, a floater. Good by Maria Heron. 18-17. Bodkins up one. Midcourt, it's Bergman. Dances to the top of the key. Right corner, Pitts. She chucks up a three. Missed it long. Weak side rebound down to Poling. Backcourt it goes on the play to Plyman. Plyman skips to the top of the key. To Heron. 27-footer. Look out. Makes it. Maria Heron. A real long one.
It's hard to complain as a coach so you don't go out there and guard that.
Oh, that one might stand up as the longest shot of the year in girls basketball in the county. Steal by Heron at midcourt. Looking to go the other way. Driving layup, yes. Five quick points by Maria Heron. And Rushi's up four. Pressure in backcourt for the Raiders. Up ahead, Pitts gives it up to Bergman. Behind the arc, Delane. Right corner, Pitts. Sizes up a three, buries it, but she took steps as she was striding into the shot.
Yeah, she was had a foot in front, a foot in back, and she moved both feet behind the line. I like to see officials call that because I don't understand how you get away with that, but you do more often than not.
I agree. You see it in the college game quite a bit, Chuck.
You can't catch the ball, move both feet, and not dribble.
Right. 4:19 to go, second quarter. Rushi, which had fallen behind by three, is now up four. Cross-court pass, right corner. Bodkins doesn't find Heron. She pumps up another one. It is no good. Hit the rim. Backboard came off to Bodkins. Rebound down to Lane. Lobbing up ahead to Bergman. Swatted free by Wilson. Lane gets it back. Now to Jarrah Grevy, 5'5". Sophomore is in now. Here's a right corner jumper. Wide open on the play is Pitts. And she hits for Bodkins. That was a triple by Pitts, 22-21. Rushi up one.
That one counted.
Yep, her previous shot nullified because of steps. Deflected pass by Pitts, broken up to Bergman, back to Pitts, into the lane. Feeds on top to teammate Woodall, broken up and stolen by Cordonier. Oh, good wraparound pass down inside to Poling for the layup. Good teamwork demonstrated there by the Raiders.
Cordonier to Poling, that was an outstanding job of running the floor.
3:16 to go here in the second quarter, 24-21. Rushi up three. Good entry by Bergman. Down inside for a teammate. Woodall busted up on the play by the Raiders, who make the theft and bring it down the floor to Hatcher. On top, another three-point try. Long one here, and she's zeroing in. Wow, is she focused. Bodkins not getting a hand in the face of Maria Heron. She just drained another three. Rushi 27, Bodkins 21, timeout Trojans. 2:56 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Maria Heron with 18. Paige Lane with 14. 27-21 Rushi. 2:56 to go, first half. What a game here at the Raiders gym tonight. Shelby County League girls basketball. Bodkins 8-0. Rushi 6-1. And these two clubs are playing like their records indicate. Outstanding basketball. Here's a pass broken up by Rushi of Steele. The ball left for Hatcher on the arc. Good feed by Heron. Hatcher missed it short. Long rebound, though, to Cordonier. Baseline left to Wilson. Her 10-footer really short. That's because her arm is tipped. Two free throws here. Cameo Wilson.
Well, another place, I mean, besides the fact that Heron's lighting them up, that they have 14 turnovers compared to Rusey's four.
Difference of 10, and that is significant. Wilson, swish on the foul shot. Scoreboard reads 28-21, Rushi. Second free throw by Wilson. One, two bounces, eyes the goal. Little hard. Rebound kicks away to Paige Lane for Bodkins. She streaks down the floor to Grevy. Tara on the arc. The 5'5 sophomore hands to Lane. Oh, there's a crowd of players far side of the floor. Bodkins fumbled the ball away out of bounds to Rushi. The turnovers mount for the Bodkins Lady Trojans in this game. Many forced by Rushi's good D, some unforced, though. Ball thrown to the post. Cordonier hits Wilson. Reverse layup blocked out of bounds by Bergman.
That was a great move that time by Wilson and a better block by Bergman.
Fine sharing of the ball by Rushi. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Inbounding the Raiders. It goes to Plyman straight away, left side to Poling. 2 minutes even left in the first half. Ball tipped by Grevy into backcourt. Run down by Plyman of Rushi. Plyman between the rings, outside the arc on the left to Wilson. 7-point lead, Rushi, 28-21. Ball skipped to Hatcher. Three-pointer, left flank, way short. Rebound Bergman ricked away from her by Poling, who grabbed the arm in doing so. Good call by the referee. Minute 48 till halftime, 28-21, Rushi by 7.
This big lineup by the Trojans has no offensive rebounds here in the first half.
That's amazing.
Hard to rebound when you've turned it over 15 times, though.
Rushi's lead of 7 matches an earlier 7-point advantage at 13-6. Here's Lane up the floor for Bodkins. Between the rings, it goes to Aliyah Jones. Jones, left-hand dribble, picks it up. Goes to Bergman, foul strike. Near wing, Greavy down low to Woodall. And she muscles toward the rim, strong on the left-hand shot. Rushi with position on the glass, foul Bodkins. Minute 26 to go, second quarter. 28-21, Rushi over Bodkins, 1-1 now for the Raiders. Hatcher, who got inside to get that defensive board, was clipped on the arm. She'll shoot 2 at the stripe here. It's on the way and in. 29-21, Rushi. A 14-3 streak here by the Raiders. Hatcher again. Yes, again. Of the last 18 points, Rushi scored 15, and it's a 30-21 game Raiders. Bodkins having difficulty. Three-quarter court. Paige Lane does bounce it up over the timeline. Finally, now to Greavy. Back to Lane. Greavy left corner. Very high arching. Three-point bomb. Good. What a shot by Greavy. Boy, that one had a skyscraper loft on it, Chuck. It was way up there. Beautiful-looking rainbow by Greavy of Bodkins. Oh, here's a great pass from the arc. Good feed by Heron. Down inside to Poling. A little hard, though. Taken away by Bodkins. Quick throw down the floor to Greavy. Out of control. Overshoots on the drive. Loose ball picked up by Lane. Lane in the post. Left-hand hook blocked by Poling. Out ahead to Plyman. To the trailer, Wilson. Driving, and she's belted going in. Bergman might have picked it up, Chuck.
I don't know. I thought she was the one on the outside.
Bergman or Jones. Let's see who is whistled for it. It is Aliyah. 37.5 to go, second quarter. Wilson at the free throw line for Rushi, which is up 6. Shots in the air. Good. 31-24, Lady Raiders lead. Second shot, Wilson, couple of bounces. That one is in the air. It rattles and stays in. 3 of 4 at the stripe for Cameo Wilson. Rushi up 8. 32-24. Half minute remaining here in the second quarter. Crossover dribble. Bergman. Midcourt. Driving down the right side of the lane. Nobody slows her down. She's way out of control, but Rushi helps her out and fouls Bergman, who will get a couple at the stripe. Sarah likes to get that ball 40, 45 feet from the basket and take off. 2 free throws, Bergman. The first lifts the rim. No good. Rushi up 8, 32-24. 27 seconds to go here in the first half.
That was the second foul on Poling. She's going to sit for the last 27 seconds.
Free throw number 2 here for Bergman. She eyes the basket and nets that free throw. 32-25, 7-point cushion, Raiders. Ball walked to the timeline by Maria Heron. 18, 17, 16 remaining. Maria Heron has had a terrific first half here tonight at Rushi.
Well, I remember that kid as a freshman. She would get in streaks where she just didn't miss. Now as a senior, they come a lot more often.
She fakes right, goes left. 4 seconds to go behind the arc. Left wing, it's Hatcher. Missed it hard. Loose ball rebound. Rushi flung toward the rim, though. Hatcher caught it. Couldn't get it to go down. It would have been late, I believe, anyway. And Bodkin survives that last possession by Rushi. Nonetheless, the Raiders played splendidly over the first 2 quarters and lead Bodkins 32-25 after 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi, and the Rushi Lady Raiders are in front of the unbeaten Botkins Trojans 32-25 at the halftime break. Don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for more dollars off your furniture purchase, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders up 7 on the Trojans, Chuck.
Well, our pregame was right on the money. I mean, unfortunately for Botkins, they turned the ball over 16 times in the first half. They had a 14-9 rebounding advantage. Rushi has a 4-1 offensive rebounding advantage. The Raiders went to the free throw line 10 times, made 8 of them. Botkins went 6 times, made 4 of them. Individual scoring, Paige Lane has 14, and then Sarah Bergman has 5. They got 3 each from Tara Grevy and Jenna Pitts. They scored 8 and 17, 25 for the first half. Rushi led by Maria Heron with 18 points in the first half, and it drops all the way down to Larissa Poling with 5. They got 3 from Cameo Wilson and 2 each from Cordonier and Hatcher from the free throw line and Whitney Plyman. They scored 13 and 19, 32-25 at the half.
Yeah, Maria Chuck made a couple threes in that first quarter. Then finally, the Lady Trojans got the message from head coach Mike Maurer, go out and get a hand in her face. It's not like Maria's a 6-foot-tall perimeter shooter. But then Maria just kept retreating, backing up, and shooting longer threes, added 2 more in the second period.
Well, she did, and as an ex-coach, you shouldn't have to tell the kids to go find Maria Heron because she's a senior. They've seen her play for 4 years, and you know she can flat-out shoot the basketball.
Oh, what a heck of a game here tonight at Rushi. We knew it would be a good one. 14-1, the records of these two clubs combined. Botkins undefeated coming in. It's a big Shelby County League clash. And if Rushi wants a shot at the title in February, the Lady Raiders, having already lost one here at home to Jackson Center, need to hold home court here tonight.
Well, I like when we talk about Botkins, I like when they have Jones on the floor playing out there with Pitts on the perimeter. I think they go, that's a little smaller, but they handle the basketball better with that group out there.
7-point lead, Rushi at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Rushi Raiders 32, Bodkins Trojans 25 here at halftime. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Now, our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, we highlight a player, one from each team. For Bodkins tonight, it's sophomore Grace Holman. She is a 4-point GPA student at Bodkins, daughter of Fred and Billy Holman, active in FFA, FCCLA, 4-H, academia, National Honor Society. Went to the state last year in track, shot, and discus. How about that? Goalie for the soccer team. Junior Fair Board camp counselor. Would like to study radiology at a college, not sure where. Grace Holman, sophomore at Bodkins. And here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, we'd also like to highlight Maria Heron for the Rushi Raiders, daughter of Jamie and Lynn. Maria is a senior outstanding guard for the Rushi Lady Raiders. And just like Grace Holman of Bodkins, Maria Heron, 4-point GPA perfect. A student council, NHS, senior class president, a catcher on the softball team. She is a tutor for elementary school students. That is certainly commendable. And she would like to pursue systems engineering at a 4-year university. Maria Heron of Rushi, Grace Holman of Bodkins, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We thank very much the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, which came on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. Gratitude to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Rushi Lady Raiders 32, Bodkins 25. Don't think I would call this an upset, Chuck, if Rushi hangs on and wins. Bodkins 8-0, Rushi 6-1. We know how good Rushi is, and this game is being played on the Raiders' floor. One, Rushi's got to win.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you. I don't think you can call this an upset. This is kind of a tough time right now for Bodkins. They do not want that lead to be pushed out.
Important stretch for the Lady Trojans. Rushi's got the ball to start third quarter play. On the arc, it's Hatcher. Skips it near side to Heron. Shot fake. Probes the middle. Oh, a good lead in pass down inside to Poling. Layup is good. Hatcher drew attention. At least two players shifted on her, and she weaved a nice bounce pass cleverly around a couple Trojan defenders to Poling, who finished it on the inside. Botkins with a runner below the foul line. Bergman missed it long. Rebound Rushi down the floor. Heron. Heron to Hatcher, driving to the rim, out of control a little bit. Lost the ball. Botkins the other way. Botkins down the floor to Woodall. She missed, fires with the left hand as she went barging toward the basket. Frenetic pace. Heron the other way for Rushi. And she's out of control. Botkins gets a hand in and flicks it up the floor to a Trojan.
Time to take a deep breath and play basketball.
Pell-mell, high-octane activity over the last 30, 40 seconds. No production, though. Botkins with the ball, down nine. Bergman on the arc. Gives it up to Holman, back to Bergman, 25 feet away. Near side to Pitts, looks for the cutter lane. Good flip across the paint to Woodall. Caught it, hooked it with the right hand, and she's tipped on the arm. She's awarded two. That was a nice offensive set by Botkins. Woodall to the stripe. Couple coming. Minute 15 gone by in the third quarter. Rushi had been nine. Left-hand free throw by Woodall. Good. 34-26 in favor of Rushi.
That's the third foul on Poling, too. She's going to have to sit now.
That hurts for the Raiders. She is a force down inside. Just got a made field goal. Last possession, Rushi. Foul shot, Woodall up and in. 34-27, Botkins within seven. Plyman to midcourt for the Raiders. On the dribble, she's at the Raiders logo. Coming out high to catch is Cordonier. Jenna to Hatcher, skips it cross-court to Plyman. Right back cross-court to Hatcher. She lines up a three, short, no good. Rim, backboard, tapped away. Woodall jerked it down, fed it to Lane. Lane sprints up the floor, left side to Pitts. Pitts jacks up a long two, hits the iron. Weak side rebound to Hatcher of Rushi. She barrels up ahead. Nice lob down inside to Cordonier, who dropped it off her foot out of bounds to Botkins.
I'm impressed with the officiating. There's been some contact on both teams, both ways, but they're not calling anything that doesn't have a direct impact on the game. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well done game from the referee standpoint, that's for sure, right, Chuck?
And I don't say that very often.
Crossover dribble, Bergman timeline, picked up by Cordonier. Botkins behind the seven. High dribble by Bergman. Left corner, Holman down inside to Woodall, up and in. You talk about sharing the ball beautifully there.
Well, they did a good job of swinging it, and Woodall pinned her defender. Perfect, perfect set.
Botkins within five, four straight points for the Trojans, who knocked the ball out of bounds in Rushi's half court. 5:45 left in the third, 34-29 Rushi. Inbounding in the corner, Hatcher. Lobs it out high to Heron, right back to Hatcher. She hurls up a three ball, left corner, short, no good. Rebound out inside to Wilson. Dribbled once, it went off the foot of Holman. Picked up by Botkins, which throws it away. Intercepted by Heron, who nearly walked. Gave it up to Wilson in the corner, back to Maria. Cross court, Cordonier. Here's a long two-pointer. Missed it hard, nobody gets the weak side rebound. And the ball hops out of bounds to Botkins. Trojans with an opportunity here to make some hay. Rushi's cooled off. 5:22 left in the third. What is Botkins doing different defensively, Chuck?
I'm not seeing him doing anything defensively. They're just not getting the ball up.
Bergman lost the ball at midcourt. Cordonier stole it, drifted down the floor, shot it in the lane, no good. Stick back, Wilson, no good. Rebound again, Rushi. Down inside, Wilson up and in.
Hatcher not scoring tonight, not shooting it well, but boy, she's had three or four real nice assists.
Uh-huh. Nice passing by Tiffany. 7-point lead again, Rushi, 36-29. Right corner pitch, cross court, left wing, Holman. And Holman darts in toward the basket, and she is hit solidly on the wrist. Two free throws for Grace Holman of Botkins with 4:47 left to go here in the third quarter. 7-point lead, Rushi. Holman's line drive free throw is in and out. Second shot here by Holman on the way. Good.
You can tell she's a shot putter. That's what the free throw looked like.
Yep, she is an outstanding track performer for Botkins. 6-point game. Rushi with the ball right wing. Heron steps inside the arc, eludes the defender Bergman, and hits the two-pointer. Maria Heron proving she can drive to the basket, hit the long trays or the intermediate shots. 8-point lead, Rushi. 4:25 to go in the third. Oh, good action. Fitz finds an open player along the left. It is caught by Woodall to the rack, up and in. Woodall with the left hand. She's come alive here in the third. Broken up pass by Bergman. It's loose on the deck, and Botkins has got it. Trojans down six. Here's a foul. Rushi in backcourt trying to pressure the ball and take it away.
Well, you make a bad pass on one end, and then you go ahead and foul after that. All you did is two things wrong right there.
4:09 left to go in the third. That's a good point, Chuck. And it's difficult for the basketball player who might struggle a few possessions offensively to keep from hanging the head on defense.
And that's exactly what happens. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to make up for it, but it never works out.
Bergman, top of the key, Botkins. Right flank to Lane, open from 16, missed it long. Weak side rebound, Holman, no, and she is knocked to the floor, no call. Rushi with the rebound. Raiders heave it 50 feet down the court. It's too far, goes out of bounds. Boy, Grace Holman took a beating. Can't believe a foul wasn't called. Last trip down.
Todd Baker gave him a shrug, though, so he must not have seen it.
3:45 to go, third quarter. Still, Rushi up six. Botkins trying to make a move. Paige Lane, midcourt. Dribbles, throws into the post to Bergman. On the arc to Jones. Long, high arching triple. Swish! It's good. The bomb by Aliyah Jones is in there. Whistle sounded as the shot went in, and we had an offensive rebounding foul inside against Botkins. Rushi ball out of bounds anyway after the make.
Well, Grace Holman was saying that she had her and pulled her ponytail and pulled her to the ground. That's what she was telling the coaches as she was running back.
That's an enormous three ball by Aliyah Jones in off the bench for Botkins, pulling the Trojans back within three.
I'm glad he listened to me at halftime and got her in there.
Here comes Rushi. An important stretch of this game now. Last segment, third quarter. Here's Heron on the arc for the Raiders. Up only three at the moment. Ball weaved to Cordon. You're not a hatcher. Lobbing into the lane for Poling. Tipped away by Woodall. Long lead out to Lane. Streaking the other direction. Shoots it up too hard. Boy, she was barreling toward the basket. Couldn't slow down. Motoring quickly to the rim. Fired it up off the glass. Caromed off the iron. Rushi got the board. Missed chance there for Botkins. Could have got it to one. Near wing, Cordon, your baseline. Wraparound pass to Hatcher. Foul line to Poling. Might have walked. Near flank to Heron. She guns a triple. Hard, no good. Long rebound, though, right back to Rushi. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Great Shelby County League girls game tonight. Rushi up three over Botkins. 14 wins between these two clubs. Here's a skip pass, cross court, climbing to Cordonia, a little jerk move, and she dragged the pivot foot.
Well, they've traded halves now. Rushi's turned it over seven times in the third quarter, Botkins only twice.
38-35, Rushi up three. Botkins with a much better defensive second half so far than the first. Here's Tara Grevy in the left corner, in the lane to Woodall, on the arc to Bergman. Right back to Woodall, kicked away by Rushi, and the Raiders come out with it. Here's a long pass down the floor to Hatcher, blocked out of bounds from behind by Bergman.
That's where you got to jump stop and let the two girls fly by you and then just shoot the layup.
Inbounding right of the rim is Hatcher for Rushi. Raiders up three, 2:15 left, third quarter. Now to Plyman, high left. Open player down inside. Poling gets between Bergman and Woodall. Catches, missed it, but she's bumped from the backside. Two free throws for Poling.
Didn't think that was a good pass till it got there, and then it turned out to be one.
2:09 to go, third quarter. Foul shot, Larissa Poling is in. 39-35, Rushi up four.
She's 4 of 5. She's got really good form at the free throw line.
Good stroke at the charity stripe for Larissa Poling of the Raiders. Second one coming, flexes the knees, couple bounces, right there on the money. Rushi up five, 40-35, 2:05 to go in the third. Bergman, left-hand dribble to midcourt. More often than not, she brings it down for Coach Mike Maurer's team. Ball thrown to Woodall in the lane. Flipped right back on the top to Jones. Intercepted by Cordonier, who streaks down the floor. Tries to go cross-court to Wilson. Booted out of bounds by Botkins.
That was a break, because if the ball would have gotten through, there's no way Wilson would have caught that pass down around her ankle.
Right. Inbounding Plyman for Rushi below the basket. Airmails one on top to Cordonier. High right to Heron. Minute 45 to go, third quarter. Jones on Heron. Near side pass to Plyman. Straight away to Wilson. Rushi up five. Left side, Cordonier looks for the cutter. Poling. Cordonier keeps. Now Larissa comes out to catch between the circles to Heron. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Near side, Plyman for Rushi. Picked up by Bergman. Straight away, Wilson. Cordonier, left side open shooter, Heron. High floater, comes down short. Heron sneaks in to grab the rebound. Enters to Poling, off her knee, picked off by Bergman. Lead out to Woodall. Woodall goes lifting down the floor. Bergman goes up high to get the rebound, and she's undercut, and she is down with a big-time tumble to the floor. With a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Wow.
Yeah, that there's dirty undercuts, and then there's you just were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And the officials are signaling a foul on the play against Botkins, I believe.
That is insult to injury right there. I would have. It was either a foul on Rushi or a no call. I don't understand that one at all.
I think if we could rewind my description, Chuck, I said Bergman was undercut. Right?
Yeah, she fell over top of her, but, I mean, she may have even initiated the contact, but then it's no call.
Yeah. Minute 13 left in the third. It's going to be Rushi's ball. Raiders up five, 40-35, when we return back here shortly for the last part of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Up, Sarah Bergman is off the floor under her own power, but she is tagged with her fourth foul. And then Rushi, adding insult to injury, whips the ball down the floor in a hurry, gets it to Hatcher low on the right, and she banked in a six-footer.
Well, nobody from Botkins got back to play defense.
Raiders threw it over top. Here's an errant pass by Botkins intended for Woodall on the post. Wilson on the steal. Botkins punches it away from behind. Long throw to midcourt, intercepted by Rushi. One turnover deserves another right now. Frenetic pace. There have been several stretches like that in this game.
Sitting here with a seven-point lead, unless Heron's shooting it, I would have held it.
Uh-oh, Maria Heron out back, 24-footer. Bingo, another one. The lead swells to 10.
That's the only reason I wouldn't have held it. If she got an open shot like that.
Half minute remaining, third quarter. Rushi's got Botkins in trouble, 45-35. Here's Lane driving right corner. Tries to reverse the ball below the basket to the other corner, and it sails out of bounds.
Well, I made the comment they only had two turnovers in the third quarter with like 3 minutes to go. Now, with 20 seconds to go, they've got seven.
Clock winding down, 14-13, late third quarter. Rushi with the ball, timeline, it's Hatcher, 45-35 Raiders. Hatcher, spin move, throws on top to Heron, five to play. Grebe tries to steal, goes to Hatcher, right corner. She jacks up a triple, in and out, no good. Rebound, Poling at the buzzer. It's in, but the out referee says no, it won't count. I think that was the right call. It was close. Rushi'd like to have those two still. The Raiders are up 10 over Botkins after three, 45-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Rookin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere.
Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sarah Bergman on the bench with four fouls, took a spill late in the third, was charged with her fourth. Looked like a questionable call, but she doesn't start the fourth period. Botkins weaves the ball around on its first possession as we kick off play in the fourth quarter. And the Lady Trojans share the ball nicely, get it down low on the left to Holman. And Holman tries to power toward the rim, and she is smacked hard from the rear. Free throw by her is no good off the heel. 10-point game, 45-35. Rushi in the lead. 11 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Second free throw, Grace. And it rims out to the left. Who touched it last? Wilson or Woodall? Cameo can't hang on. Botkins gets a reprieve. Paige Lane inbounding. Rushi's done a better job on her in this half, Chuck. Ball lobbed in left corner to Grevy. Grevy, who made a long-distance shot earlier in this half, misfires this trip, and Rushi gets the rebound. To Wilson, high post left. Now to Cordonier. Team foul situation, four on Rushi, three on Botkins. Right wing Heron, straight away Cordonier. Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
She's got 6 3-pointers in this game. Maria Heron has torched Botkins. 13-point game. Grevy down inside to Woodall. Woodall being defended nicely by Poling, who gets a piece of the shot. Loose ball rebound to Heron. She darts up the floor for Rushi. Skips it baseline right to Poling. Wide open. Overshoots, though. Well, that would have been one heck of an assist by Heron had Poling gotten the conclusion of the play.
Larissa's just got to learn to gather herself on that play, but she's going to be terrific.
Mm-hmm. Here's Pitts, a little out of control, dancing through the lane, but Botkins, and she lost the basketball. Poling got it. Down to Heron. Another three try. Straight on. In, out. No good. Long rebound. Tipped right back to Heron. To Cordonier. Heron again. Left wing.
Why not?
Near side Hatcher. Running one-hander toward the iron. In and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound taken down by Holman. Boy, a goal there. That trip down by Rushi would have stretched it to 15 or 16.
They are just pounding Botkins on the boards, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of hustle by Rushi. Here's an errant pass by Botkins in the corner. Fumbled away by Holman. Picked off by the Raiders. Here's Heron all the way down the lane. All the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game. Nearing the 30 mark, right, Chuck?
28.
She's got 28 of Rushi's 50. It's a 15-point contest. Lane on the arc, being harassed by two Rushi players. Gives it up to Holman. Left wing Woodall. Skips it on top to Pitts. They clear for her. She starts to drive. Off balance, leaner. Deflected by Rushi, goes out of bounds. I do like the no calls by the officials. These offensive players are diving into the lane and then making these off-balance, out-of-control leans toward the basket. The ball is released about, what, 5-6 feet off the floor.
Right, and it doesn't have a prayer.
No, and the officials are wise in not calling the contact foul.
Yeah, they're not bailing them out.
Right. 5:40 to go in the fourth, 50-35, Rushi. Sarah Bergman with four fouls, not on the floor for the Botkins Trojans, who need her to make a comeback bid.
I think a couple of Botkins fans have been asked to leave the gym.
Yeah, perhaps so. What a game this has been. Rushi Raiders gearing for Botkins tonight, and the Trojans are in jeopardy of losing their first of the season. Paige Lane inbounding below the rim. Bergman back on the floor. Good to see her there. Gives it up on the play to Holman. Holman takes a look from 16 and banked it in. High off the window. Big basket. Huge shot. 50-37, 13-point game. Rushi, high left, it's Poling. Near side, Hatcher. Right corner, Whitney Plyman skips across court for Heron. Now to Poling, back to Heron. Poling in the head of the key. Bodkins doubling when possible. Maria Nice into the lane. Maria Heron to the rim, puts it up and in. A little floater, teardrop right in front. She can do no wrong. She's tallied 30 of Rushi's 52. How about that?
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
I love that comment, Chuck. Foul line left. It goes to Holman. Left corner, Paige Lane. She lines up a three ball and drills it. Big hoop by Lane.
I think that's only her second shot of the second half.
Down to 12. 52-40, our score. 12-point lead, Rushi. Raiders have it on the arc. It's Poling. Near flank, it goes to Heron. Oh, she can do no wrong. She's feeling it. She buries another one. Maria Heron from way outside.
That brought the Rushi fans all to their feet at one time.
33 points for Maria Heron. A spectacular show being put on by her. Here's a drive, but Botkin stolen by Heron. Outlet to Hatcher. Two on one to Camille Wilson. Driving, scoring. Rushi's up to 17. Botkin needs a timeout. Wow. Raiders blowing the roof off the gym, or I should say Maria Heron and her teammates are blowing the roof off the gym. 4:06 to go in the fourth. Raiders 57, Trojans 40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Oh, what a game by Maria Heron of Rushi. Raiders up to 17, just over four to play in the fourth. And Maria officially, Chuck, with 33.
She's got 33.
Bodkins at midcourt. Paige Lane spin move, foul line. Feeds back out on the arc to teammate Jenna Pitts, but Paige took steps as she penetrated. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. 57-40 Rushi. Here are the Raiders at midcourt. It's Heron to Wilson. Outside the arc on the left to Hatcher. Hatcher on the dribble. Here's a high hedge 20 feet from the rim by Holman, and she gave the Rushi player the knee. It's a foul.
Well, they're going to try to play man now, which they should because of the score, but they just don't have the quickness to guard him.
Maria Heron has burned the Botkin zone all night long. Camille Wilson, high post left, gives to Hatcher, left corner. Tiffany on the dribble. Around the top of the circle, guarded by Lane. Near side, it goes to Cordonier. Out of Hatcher, splits a couple defenders at the elbow on the right. In the short corner, it's Plyman. Out of Wilson, down to 3:23 to go in the fourth. Cordonier gets it in the deep right corner. Bounce pass back out to Heron near the timeline. Four team fouls on Botkins. Oh, here's a good dish down inside the Poling. Shot no good. She got a rebound back. Big time tug of war for the ball. And on the shoulder is Pitts. As Pitts and Poling hit the deck, both took a nasty spill. Two free throws Poling as she was shooting on the rebound attempt. 3:11 to go in the fourth. Timeout called. Rushi by 17 over Botkins, 57-40, 3:11 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you very much, LaCal. On the web with us on scorersbroadcast.com since our start. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. As several of these folks, including, of course, LaCal Equipment, founding underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, we couldn't have gotten begun back in 2007 without the support from LaCal Equipment. Along came Wilson Health Sports Medicine very quickly, along with Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear, American Architectural Glass, and the Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, as well as U.S. Bank. A lot of gratitude to these anchor underwriting sponsors. Jason Meyer, his staff and associates at AAG Inc. But two free throws were made by Rushi during my conversation, and Bodkins threw it away. Rushi missed a shot. And with 2:42 left, Bodkins gets off and running on a quick fast break. And Paige Lane is handcuffed as she took it to the rim. Two free throws for her. Rushi's lead, 59-40, the biggest of the game for the Raiders. Foul shot by Lane is in. 59-41, Rushi up by 18.
They're going to take Bergman out. I think that's a good move. I mean, they're down 18, and she took quite a tumble, so no reason to have her out there.
Nope. Paige Lane connects twice at the stripe. 59-42, Rushi on top. In backcourt for the Raiders, it's Hatcher. Hatcher up over the timeline. Veers into the right corner. Out back to Heron. Look out. Another three ball. Makes another one. Wow. She can do no wrong. She's nearly perfect tonight. Maria Heron. A terrific game. How many points? 38, Chuck?
That was 38 points and 8 threes.
8 three-pointers, 38 on the night for Maria Heron. She has been absolutely fantastic.
This is going to open some eyes tomorrow once people see this score.
62-42 in favor of Rushi. Bodkins has zoned, has manned. Different defenses have been tried by head coach Mike Maurer of Bodkins to slow down Maria Heron. Nothing does. When you come out and guard, she drives. She splits two defenders down the lane, shovels, deflected by Bodkins, which gets it in backcourt. 2 minutes to go. Rushi up 20. Here's Paige Lane stopping, feeding a teammate at the elbow on the left. Here's a short jumper by Janelle Grevy, who's in. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Maria Heron blitzing her way down the floor. Leaves it baseline left for Cordonier, who sinks a 16-footer. Wow. 64-42. That was a great assist by Maria Heron. She's done it all tonight. Here's a long jumper behind the foul stripe. Belaine off the ring. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. 90 seconds to go. Raiders up 22. Heron behind the back on the dribble. Nearly a moving screen. She tries to squeeze between a couple defenders at the elbow on the left, and she's nudged and fouled.
She hasn't shot free throws yet tonight. Of course, if you're shooting the ball from 30 feet, you don't get fouled very often.
I made the comment the other night, Chuck, during that St. Henry-Fort Loramie boys game, that Rushi, or I should say, that St. Henry had shot threes so well, they'd probably go to the foul line and miss a few. I think they went 2 for 5 down the stretch.
Yeah, they did. It cost them.
Maria Heron at the stripe for the Rushi Raiders. Got it. Well, she'd better make the free throw, having made all these shots from long distance all night long. 65-42, Rushi, and how many points for Maria?
I think that's 37.
37.
I've already went out on a limb and made her the Clancy's player of the game.
That went by Maria short. No good. She pulled the string. A rebound yanked down by Janelle Grevy of Bodkins. She gives it up the floor to Tara. On the arc to Aliyah Jones. And she hurls up a three. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound on the baseline. Out of bounds. Players tumble. Rushi got a piece of it last. A minute 11 to go in the game.
Bunch of JV players out there, and I have no idea who they are, so I hope they don't score.
65-42 in favor of Rushi. Here's Bodkins entering into the post. left-hand shot flipped toward the rim. It is no good. Madeline Altair tried to force one up, and she was clearly hacked. Two free throws for Altair, a 5'7 sophomore. First shot's away, front rim, backboard, it rolls off. 67 seconds to go. Rushi 65, Botkins 42. This has been a sterling fourth quarter by the Rushi Raiders, who led by 10 at the end of three. Already, Rushi's pumped home 20 here in the fourth while holding Botkins to 7.
And he scored 20 in the second and now 20 in the fourth.
Both free throws missed. Rushi with the rebound to midcourt. Crossover dribble, Heron. Fights her way down the lane. Gives it foul line extended right to a teammate. Here's a short jumper. Pumped up off the rim. No good. Botkins tries to hustle after the rebound. Can't chase it down in the corner. Rushi ball. So many thanks to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And here's Maria Heron dribbling and stepping out of bounds below the basket. That's about her only fault of this entire game.
I hope they're subbing for an all.
And we've got a substitution. Maria Heron coming out. Jenna Cordonier on the floor. Nope, Heron stays in. Fans cheering. Do they want Maria to get 40 maybe?
I guess, but that's rubbing it in. I think that's not good sportsmanship.
65-42, Rushi up 23, half minute left. Here's Tara Greeny out back to Jones, back to Tara for Botkins. 27 seconds to go. Tara, left baseline. Now to Jones in the left corner. Shoots a long three, deflected on the play by Cordonier, out of bounds off Rushi. 65-42 in favor of Rushi. This was a 10-point game after three. A 20-7 fourth quarter for the Raiders has put this contest away. Inbounding baseline left, Tara Grevy for Botkins. Looks for Altair, can't find her. Now zeroes in with her. She gets it on the arc. Near side to Jones in the left corner. Bounce pass, stolen away. Nice steal by Cordonier. Goes over and back to Heron, no call. Maria drives into the lane. A lot of traffic, maneuvers on the arc to Cordonier. Back to Maria in the top of the key. Blocked on the play by Jones. Grevy comes down with the ball with 4.2 to go. 65-42 in favor of Rushi. And it looks like Maria Heron will finish this game with how many points, Chuck?
I can't count that high. 10, 13, 14, 37.
37 for Maria Heron. I may have mistakenly said at one point a few minutes ago she had 38. Free throw Botkins, 4.2 remaining. Tara Grevy missed it off to the right, rebounded by Heron. Heron to midcourt, buzzer beater, 45-footer, no good, and the ball game ends. She needed that triple for 40, didn't get it.
I wasn't going to count it anyway. I'd already written 37 down.
What a fantastic performance turned in tonight by Maria Heron, who poured home 37 points. Sensational shooting by the senior guard for the Rushi Raiders on a night when we highlighted her during the LaCalle equipment segment at the halftime break.
And she was the highlight of the game.
Sure was. 65-42, Raiders win it over Botkins. Rushi now 7-1 on the year. Botkins 8-1. And this victory by Rushi over Botkins here at the Raiders gym tonight tightens up that Shelby County League. Everybody but Jackson Center has a loss. And, of course, Jackson Center's got two meetings left yet with Botkins. And, of course, one back at Jackson against Rushi. Again, so many thanks tonight to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. They came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The in-between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookham's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton MBA program finishing 2 years, go a night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. If you need prompt high-tech computer solutions, call on Adam Rice at 538-6948. That's 937-538-6948. Adam Rice with PC and network repair. Virus spyware service upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. High-quality computer service on time provided by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Chuck, a phenomenal performance by Maria Heron of Ushi.
37 is pretty darn good. She had 8 threes. She had a bunch of assists. She was terrific. We talked about her before the game. We talked about how she was a real streaky shooter. If you let her set her feet, she makes it more than she misses. And Botkins just early didn't find her, did a decent job in the third quarter, and then just lost her again in the fourth quarter. She had she scored 5 in the third quarter. Other than that, she just had her way the whole evening. On the other side, Paige Lane ended up with 19. Most nights we'd really be talking about that, but she only scored 5 in the second half and really didn't get very many shots off.
No, Rushi adjusted pretty nicely on Paige Lane over the latter half of the game. Understand that Jayborn for the Sydney girls drilled home 45 points tonight in a win by Sydney over St. Mary's. That information passed along to us via text, thanks to Ken Barhorst, Sydney Daily News.
Well, I guess Maria Heron wasn't that good tonight.
I was setting you up for something.
I thought she had a good game, but I guess not.
I knew you had the punchline. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue, brings you our stars of the game. Paige Lane for Botkins, Maria Heron with a big bright star by her name. She may be the year's star player. Hard to tell, Chuck. That might vault her into the girls' county of the player consideration.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that she's one of the top 5 players in the county, that's for sure.
You know, when you score 37 and knock off the unbeaten Botkins Trojans, you get a lot of extra bonus points by your name.
Well, but Botkins turned the ball over 31 times in the game, and I feel bad that I mentioned that, but I just against Houston, you just saw, and Houston didn't put near the pressure on them that Rushi did, and quite honestly, other teams are going to put a lot of pressure on them too. So they need to figure that out. 32 or 31 turnovers is going to get you beat every time.
Maria Heron, Paige Lane are Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, Fairlawn Jets at Jackson Center, big Shelby County League boys games. Each team needs a win to hang around in the Shelby County League boys race with Fort Loramie, which appears to be the team to beat. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. They didn't play one of their better games when we saw them against St. Henry, but they played well enough to win. They had a great second half.
Tip-off tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Jackson Center. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:40 with the contest tomorrow night between Jackson Center, which is at home, against Fairlawn. And as I mentioned, Arushi, by winning tonight, advances to 7-1 on the year. Arushi Raiders victorious tonight over the visiting Bodkins Trojans. Huge win for Arushi. Next game for the Raiders is against the St. Mary's girls team here on December 27th. That should be a mighty fine game because St. Mary's has got a very good girls club. That should be a quality contest.
Heron's going to have to score at least 46 to outdo the...
St. Mary's gave Minster all it wanted
right
in its most recent game. And the next contest for the Bodkins Trojans is against Anna at home, not until January 5th. So the Bodkins Trojans, which played on December 12th against Ridgemont, played again tonight on December 22nd, don't play again to January 5th against Anna. Bodkins goes every bit of 3 weeks, Chuck, with just one game in that stretch of time.
Well, and it can work positive or negatively if you can keep your girls excited. I mean, that's just one loss. This is good, but they got a lot to work on. I mean, that's an 8-1 team with a lot of holes that they need to fill. But you also need to make it fun, give them some time off, because it also gets really boring practicing constantly.
It sure does. Rhett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, and on-site engineering. Once again tonight from here at Rushi, Maria Heron lights up Bodkins with 37. Maria Heron was fabulous against the Trojans tonight as Rushi is victorious 65-42.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.